Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, Nehemiah 8:1-3. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. God has a plan and a design, and reading fits our master's design. God breathed words for us, directed prophets and apostles to write them down, so that from the time they were given to thousands of years later, we still have access to what God has said. So let's read. Read with discipline. Discipline yourself to regularly read God's Word, but don't enslave yourself to a system. I think it is a very good idea to have a Bible reading plan. I got behind on my reading last year and took an extra 6 months to finish. That's okay. There is no rule saying read the Bible through in a year, so don't set your goal too high, but do push yourself. Principle: discipline myself to read God's Word, but don't enslave myself to a plan. Be flexible in whatever plan you come up with, and do not let your plan keep you from your main goal of living the words of God and drawing closer to God. We can miss the mark two different ways. One, we can push through our reading, checking the boxes off, and finish, but not hear God's voice. Two, we can fall behind and begin to feel so guilty that picking up our Bible only reminds us of our failure to keep up, so we fall behind even more and give up. Principle: never give up. Psalm 119:38. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.